Poetry Moment, read by Clarica. Thoughts in a Garden by Andrew Marvel. How vainly men themselves amaze to win the palm, the oak, or bays, and their incessant labors see, crowned from single herb or tree, whose short and narrow verged shade does prudently their toils upbraid, while all the flowers and trees do close to weave the garlands of repose. Fair quiet have I found thee here, and innocence thy sister dear. Mistaken long I thought you then in busy companies of men. Your sacred plants, if here below, only among the plants will grow. Society is all but rude to this delicious solitude. No white nor red was ever seen so amorous as this lovely green. Fond lovers, cruel as their flame, cut in these trees their mistress's name. Little, alas, they know or heed how far these beauties her exceed. Fair trees, where'er your barks I wound, no name shall but your own be found. When we have run our passion's heat, love hither makes his best retreat. The gods who mortal beauty chase still in a tree did end their race. Apollo hunted Daphne so, only that she might laurel grow, and Pan did, after Syrinx' speed, not as a nymph, but for a reed. What wondrous life is this I lead? Ripe apples drop about my head, the luscious clusters of the vine upon my mouth do crush their wine. The nectarine and curious peach into my hands themselves do reach, stumbling on melons as I pass, ensnared with flowers, I fall on grass. Meanwhile, the mind from pleasure less withdraws into its happiness. The mind, that ocean where each kind does straight its own resemblance find, yet it creates, transcending these, far other worlds and other seas, annihilating all that's made to a green thought in a green shade. Here at the fountain's sliding foot, or at some fruit tree's mossy root, casting the body's vest aside, my soul into the boughs does glide. There, like a bird, it sits and sings, then wets and claps its silver wings, and, till prepared for longer flight, waves in its plumes the various light. Such was that happy garden state, while man there walked without a mate. After a place so pure and sweet, what other help could yet be meet? But 'twas beyond a mortal's share to wander solitary there. To paradises 'twere in one to live in paradise alone. How well the skillful gardener drew of flowers and herbs this dial new, where from above the milder sun does through a fragrant zodiac run. And, as it works, the industrious bee computes its time as well as we. How could such sweet and wholesome hours be reckoned but with herbs and flowers?